Luke chapter 6, and we're going to begin in verse number 46. Luke 6, beginning in verse number 46, and Jesus said, "And why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? Whosoever cometh to me and heareth my sayings, I doeth and doeth them, I will show you to whom he is like. He is like a man which built an house and digged deep and laid the foundation on a rock. And when the flood arose, the stream beat vehemently against that house and could not shake it, for it was founded upon a rock. But he that heareth and doeth not is like a man that without a foundation built an house upon the earth, against which the stream did beat vehemently. And immediately it fell, and the ruin of that house was great." Now, we have two different houses here. If you want to read more about this, if you go to Luke or Matthew chapter 7, you'll find that this is the house built on the rock and one built on the sand. We're getting ready in the next couple of weeks. We have an evangelist coming, a great preacher. The man is... he's an awesome preacher and man of God. But understand, what he's going to bring for us will not bring that revival we seek. For that revival that we're seeking will only come through Jesus Christ and our relationship with Jesus Christ. So let's look at these verses, if you will, and give a couple of thoughts. And it says in verse number 46, "And why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say?" Verse 47, "Whosoever cometh to me and heareth my sayings and doeth them, I will show you to whom he is like." In James 1:22, we're told to be ye doers of the words, not hearers only. Otherwise, you deceive yourselves, lest you deceive yourselves. You see, there's a lot of Christians that come out and a lot of people that come out to church on Sunday mornings, Wednesdays, to special events, and they dress up real nice. They put a nice coat of paint on, if you will. But inside, it's dilapidated. It's dirty. It's not what God would have us do. You see, they haven't been walking in what God wants them to do. Remember, we're told that they left out from among us because they were not part of us. Now, is that being too judgmental? Well, I'm not trying to judge anybody because I've got no right to judge anybody. I'm a sinner just like everybody else. However, the Bible says sin is dirty. Sin is sin. In today's world, it's actually wrong for you to call sin, sin. This is today's world. Think about it, if you will. Pedophilia, sodomy, homosexual relationships, pornography. The Bible calls this fornication. The world doesn't want us to call it fornication. They want us to call it lifestyles. Choice. God calls it fornication. That's what it is. God's word is the truth. God's word has never changed. Abortion. The world would have you say it's the woman's choice, what she does with her own body. The world says it's okay if she's raped, or it's okay if maybe the baby's going to have problems. I'll never forget the one when Holly was pregnant with Tim. We went to the doctor, and we actually left that doctor and fired him on the spot because he wanted to do an amniocentesis. I can't say the word. I hate that word. And if the baby, if Tim had the possibility of having the cataracts, the congenital cataracts, Did we want to abort that baby? I'm sorry, that's not a question you ask. We left that doctor and went to one and explained the same situation to him. And he says, we're not even going to go there. So praise God, he led us to the doctor who brought Tim into this world. And he was an awesome, awesome doctor. He's still in practice out in Murrieta, California. Now, why do I say this? I say this because if we want to start revival, we need to inspect our house. Remember, Paul told us, do you not realize or do you not know that your body is the temple of God, the temple of the Holy Spirit? Before we can have true revival in our hearts, we need to do an inspection. In California in the 70s, it was brought to the table that all houses now had to be attached to the foundation. Why it wouldn't be, it had to be more secure due to earthquakes. Earthquake safety. Brother Ed can tell you, in working in the high rises with FEMA, one of the first things we had to do after an earthquake is we had to go throughout the whole building and inspect it bottom to top, starting with that foundation. If there was even a crack in that foundation, we would shut the whole building down until it was inspected further and x-rayed. If we found cracks on the load-bearing walls, we would shut that part of the building down because of the possibility that it may collapse. How many people have come in and paid lip service to Jesus saying, Jesus, I accept you, and then walk out these doors and go right back into what they're doing? You see, the love of this world is great. Satan makes it look so great. And he puts these really nice shiny baubles in front of us. These nice houses. They put these nice cars in front of us. I mean, I'll be driving down the road in that bus and going up to Palo Verde High School in Summerlin. It's amazing how many Teslas are up there. That is such a beautiful car, isn't it, Brother Ed? Yes, sir. No, they don't. I'm not going there. That's another sermon. But I'm telling you, It's nice seeing these cars. They got nice trucks and all this. And it's amazing what Satan does with that. Wow, Brother Bill, you'd sure look good in that Tesla. No, I wouldn't. I'm happy in my little Nissan out there. I'm happy driving the great big yellow Twinkie and dealing with all of you guys. Guess what? That car doesn't do a thing for you. It's not going to increase your stature one bit. Remember, God is not a respecter of persons. Therefore, he's not a respecter of what you drive. Secondly, he makes these houses look good. Where I live, I'm going to tell you, I don't think mice would like to live where I live. But I got to praise God every day because, you know, I love what God does for me. He's given me a place to live and a roof over my head. It's cramped. It's small. I mean, it'd be great to be able to walk into a house. And when you go from a house that's 3,000 square feet down into a 900 square feet unit, you're cramped. I'm not complaining. Because I praise God every day that I've got that roof over my head. He gives me meals on my table. But best yet, he gives me the perfect helpmeet for me. He gave me the most beautiful woman in the world. He gave me three awesome sons. And I can't say enough about them. He gave me three grandkids that I love to death. And I would do anything for. But more important than all of that, Christ gave me eternal life. You see, the foundation is Jesus Christ. When we accept Jesus into our hearts, Brother Ciro, our spirit becomes alive. Our spirit lives when Jesus comes into our hearts. Before that, our spirit is dead. Remember, God is three persons. God the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Man is three people. If we're made in the image of God, there's three parts of us, body, soul, and spirit. Our bodies are awake. I know we're alive here today. Our bodies are alive because I can see people sitting out here watching and looking. And I see heads turning. I can hear people talking out in the hall. So I know there's bodies alive. There's the soul is alive because that helps us reason. You see, that's where Satan likes to work a lot of times, is right in our soul. Because that's where we reason. And finally, when we accept Jesus, that's our spirit that comes alive. And that's what God's looking at. That's our foundation. You see, if you want revival, if you truly want revival in your heart, you need to look inside today and you need to ask God, God, am I ready? You need to do that inspection because every day's life, every day's troubles, every day's tribulations, the things that we go through every day has shooken your foundation. And that's what we need to realize. On that, when being as we go through life, do we trust God? Is our foundation solid? Is there cracks in it maybe? In those cracks, are they big enough where Satan can get in there and root that temptation in there and make it so hard that we got to give in? What about the walls? Are they shored up? Pastor a couple of weeks ago said, we've got to rebuild our altars. The altars of our marriage altars, our family altars, our brothers and sister relationship altars. How about our relationship with the lost world? I mean, and by that I mean, are we practicing what God told us to do? Are we sharing with people? You know, I'm not saying you got to go out and door knock every door. Hi, can I tell you about God? Nah. But God puts people in your path every day. Are you sharing what you have with them? How many of you get nice things and like to share it with people? I mean, think about it. You get a brand new car, what's the first thing you do? Is you go and tell people about that car. You know, you really ought to get this car because it's got this. And it's got this nice, shiny paint on it. Guess what? Do we do that with Jesus? What about when something happens to that person? Maybe you've got a friend that something great happened with them. And maybe they don't know Jesus like you do. Maybe they don't have that relationship, and I need to hurry with this. Have you ever sat there and he said, and that person, your friend, would sit there and say, hey, this happened with me. I just came across $20,000. First thing out of your mouth should be, praise Jesus. He blessed you. Oh, what's that? Jesus gave you that money. You see, Matthew 6:33 says, but seek ye first the kingdom of heaven, and or the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. Understand, I'm not talking you're going to be rich. You might be. God doesn't have a problem with you being rich. He's got a problem if you start loving that money more than Him. He's got a problem if you start loving that car more than Him. I don't want a showing of hands, but if we have to, if we're going to take inventory and we're going to inspect our foundation, number one is we need to see, ask the question, and I'm going to ask it, why are we here this morning? Why are you here this morning? Are you here to fellowship with God and to learn what God has for you, to increase and grow that relationship you have with Jesus Christ? Or are you here because, well, I know Pastor John's preaching this morning. How many of you come to church to hear the speaker? If you do, I'm going to tell you that's the wrong reason. You need to be here to listen to what God has for you. You need to put God first. How many of us go through life, we wake up saying, oh, it's another day. Here we go again. I got to wear this stupid mask again. You know what? Just like everybody else, I don't want to wear these masks. But we have to, and I enjoy getting up in the morning saying, thank you, Jesus, for allowing me another day to worship you and to spread your word and your love. Because after all, without that agape, that perfect love, everything we do out here is for nothing. Because we've got to look at this world through the eyes of Jesus. And the only way to do that is to put Jesus first in our lives. That's how we check the foundation in the very house that we call our soul. If you know Jesus this morning, praise God, and I pray everybody does. But I can only speak for me. Maybe there's something that's in your life that's troubling you. And you just, God, I want to give it up, but I just can't because I need it. Listen, and I'm going to close with this. Listen, listen to that person who's hooked on alcohol or maybe drugs. There was a time I remember when I couldn't go day to day without those pain pills. Now today I won't take them. I would rather suffer in pain and trust God to get me through it than to go back to that life that I came out of. That's what we're talking about. It's when you begin to need that thing, is it when it starts to become your idol, because that's going to be before God. Remember, an idol is anything you put before God. You know, there's people that put marriages before God. If God was the head of their marriage, they wouldn't have some of the problems they have. So with that, I encourage you this week, as we start this week and start the road to revival on the 25th with Brother Chauvin, we start looking inside our hearts and we start asking God, reveal to me those weaknesses in my heart. Help me to fix the foundation, because I can't fix it without Christ. I can't fix those walls without your Holy Spirit. God, bring revival in my heart. And it's got to start by inspecting our hearts and giving it to God.